Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Inyart Live. My name is Brian Rohrbaugh. I'm the president of American Right to Life. And in today's paper, there's an article headlined, Schaefer's Anti-Abortion Credentials Questioned. Now, how could that be? Joining me today in studio is the president of American Right to Life Action, Steve Curtis. Steve, welcome.
Well, thank you, Brian. And who would question... I mean, what idiot would question Bob Schaefer's anti-abortion credentials?
Well, here, let me just get a mirror and hold it up over here. Oh, yeah, it's you.
Well, of course, we didn't write the headline here, but we did make statements throughout this. And interesting, I think, for people when they know the truth of how this came about. You know, last Thursday, Bob Inyart called Dick Wadhams, Bob Schaefer's campaign manager, and asked Dick if he and Bob would meet with Bob and myself, Steve Curtis. You know, me as the former chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, Bob as a, you know, pastor and an anti-abortion activist. And we said we had some things that we, you know, two questions that we wanted to ask. And specifically, those two questions are, why won't Bob Schaefer support personhood and the effort that's going on here in Colorado? Of course, in today's paper, Dick Wadhams lies, says they don't know anything about it. It's not on the ballot yet. They haven't even read it. Come on, Dick. You know, it's 13 words. It takes 2 seconds to glance at it. You get the meaning because it's crystal clear. Don't tell us that Bob Schaefer, with his 100% pro-life voting record, doesn't know about the personhood effort. We have first-hand knowledge of people that have tried to get him to sign it. He won't sign it. Don't give us that line. The other one is this ongoing story, which is really the subject of what the Denver Post has been asking Bob for the last year, and the last week. And we're not so concerned about whether Jack Abramoff paid for the trip or some Christian group out of California. That's not the issue. The issue is knowing that China, communist China, has this brutal policy of forcing women into abortion because all the Chinese government wants out of these women is production on an assembly line. Knowing that China does that, they have this one-child policy. You know, Brian, it's illegal in China to have a brother or a sister.
I know that. They've made siblings illegal. And, you know, and of course, I should tell the audience that the questions and the reason that we wanted to talk as an organization to Bob Schaefer is because the Denver Post had come with these allegations and these stories, and they sought us out to comment about it. And before doing so, we wanted first to see the evidence, and secondly, we wanted to hear what Bob Schaefer had to say. And we wanted to address it that way. But, of course, they refused. They thought that it was below them. Even though Bob Schaefer claims to be pro-life, they talk about this so-called 100% rating, they don't see any reason to answer a pro-life question that's legitimate based on news stories that, with or without us, are going to go forward.
Well, and I was told today in a conversation with someone from Colorado Family Action, which is the Colorado public policy part of Focus on the Family here in the state, that meeting with a pro-life group like ours would be bad for the Schaefer campaign. And this is, you know, it's like we've heard this so often that, I mean, it's hardly offensive because we don't get offended, but it's just so ridiculous to us that people that are Christians and pro-lifers and conservatives, again, have no backbone. They don't have the courage of their convictions. You know, why won't Bob Schaefer stand up and say, you know, my Catholicism, my faith in God, my very being is based around God's teaching about life being precious, and for that reason, of course I support this. It would be inconsistent for me to not support the personhood amendment. Why won't he say it would be inconsistent for me to reward the Chinese government with hundreds of billions of dollars of free trade every year because of their anti human life stance, the way that they throw these women down on a table and literally rip their babies out of them against their will, why can't he just say that?
Well, that's right. That's a legitimate question. And further, Colorado Right to Life has a member who is a victim of China's forced abortion policy. So there is a face to this story. And Bob Schaefer and Dick Wadham should have had the courage to say, yes, we're pro-life and we'll put our words behind that. But they have chosen not to do that, yet they're running around and asking other people to comment on how pro-life they are. This is really a very simple issue. He either believes in rewarding the Chinese and looking the other way on forced abortion, or he believes that forced abortion is wrong, and then, in that case, we have asked him, if you're elected, will you revisit the issue? Will you do something about this?
And that's exactly what we said. You know, this is not about, we're going to oppose you for your past views, we're going to hold this against you forever. It's like, look, given what we know today, given the evidence before us today, we're asking you to think different. You know, leave the Republican Party playbook for just long enough to let your faith speak to you here on this one single issue.
Well, that's right. And by the way, you can join us if you'd like to by calling 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. And by the way, this Saturday night is the annual Founders Dinner for Life Commercials. That is the other organization that Steve Curtis runs, and it is so incredibly effective. But we need your help. We need a couple things from you. We need you to come to the dinner and join us for a great evening of fellowship. Bob is presenting the latest Focus on the Strategy 3, which, by the way, is different than the last one. I think you'll be surprised at the changes in it and where it's heading. And these have been so powerful and so effective. But beyond that, it's a great night of fellowship. You need to see what Life Commercials is doing right now. Right now to make a difference. Not talking politics. They're reaching out to women facing a crisis pregnancy, and they're reaching out to women who have been hurt by having an abortion. And this ministry is vital. It's impressive. It's encouraging. It's something that you've got to be a part of. And if you don't want to talk politics, well, this is the right one to come to.
Well, it's, you know, and this is exactly why we started Life Commercials over 4 years ago. Jim Anderson and I, you know, we were involved in this thing from the political angle, and we just saw this bog down that we were in here. You know, we're trying to run the pro-life strategy through the auspices of National Right to Life, and we're trying to work it all through the Republican Party that's hostile to what we're trying to do. National Right to Life is hostile with what we're trying to do. It would be the wrong thing for some of these people with their $250,000 a year salaries at National Right to Life to actually end abortion, because then they'd be out on the street looking for a job. You know, this is a ministry at 3 o'clock in the morning, this thing's working on the Internet. You know, 9 o'clock on Saturday evening, 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, today while you're at work, tomorrow when you're going home, this ministry is working online, and it just works and works and works.
Well, that's absolutely right. It's a phenomenal ministry, and you and I are in a unique position. If our boards of directors at American Right to Life increased our salaries by 10 times. Or even by 100 times?
Be exactly the same.
It'd be exactly the same, because neither you nor I nor any of our board members take a salary for this work. And you will find that when you dig deep into why the resistance against personhood, why National Right to Life is opposing it, is because they're concerned it will work and they'll be out of a job. They're concerned it will actually end abortion, not regulate it, end it. Well, and they don't seem to want that to happen.
Well, the evil Harry Blackmun that wrote the Roe v. Wade decision said, but if you don't like it, here's the way to fix it, and it's called personhood. So that's why we are trying to hold Bob Schaefer accountable. You know, what we're doing with Life Commercials is just phenomenal, and we're going to make some offers later in the show. So if you haven't yet made your reservation to come, wait a few minutes, because we're going to make some offers here to try to give it, make it easier for you to come, because we think it's so important that you hear what Bob has to say this Saturday night up in Westminster. Just go ahead and just, you know, hang on by your phones there. Let's take a call. Let's go to Aurora and talk to Hank. Hank, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. You know, the truth of the matter is, and the reality is, all politicians, whether it happens to be Hillary or Obama, or happens to be Schaefer or any of them, they all seem to get religion when it's time to ask for your vote. And so the truth is they are lying, as we well know, because their record, their previous track record, speaks for itself.
Hank, do you remember years ago when we were told that if Ronald Reagan was elected president, you know, pro-lifers would not only have a seat at the table, but we were going to actually get something done? You know, and then we had 12 years of Ronald Reagan, who most of us grew to love, although he made horrendous mistakes with some of his Supreme Court appointees. And, of course, you know, he was one of the first governors to sign an abortion bill out in California. But I believe in his, you know, as his life went on, he grew to understand his mistake and wrote and spoke well about that. And yet after 12 years of Republican presidents, it didn't get any better. And then, of course, the answer was, well, if we just had the Congress. And so we had the Gingrich Revolution fueled by people like you and me and Brian here. You know, we got behind it because we were being sold that hope, and then we had the Republican Congress for 12 years, but nothing changed. In fact, we look around and we know that it's getting worse all the time. And then we were told, well, if we just had both at the same time. So we had George W. Bush for 6 years with his Republican Congress, and nothing happened. It got worse. It got worse again.
You know, fortunately, people that are actually living for Christ as a born-again Christian are fully aware of the fact that we're not here to change the culture. We're here to bring one individual at a time into the kingdom of Christ by way of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So we know that this world is going to be full of sin and evil, and yeah, it would be nice to see these things change. However, things will not change until the Lord Jesus Christ actually returns and sets up his kingdom
as
the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Yeah, actually, I'm not sure that's quite accurate, because, of course, it will change when he returns. No question about that. But throughout history, throughout biblical history, when men have honored God, great changes have come about. And that's our position, that we must honor God first, always honor God over man, and take the position that God told us of do not murder, protect the innocent, that children are valuable. And that's kind of what our position is. And, well, and so that's why we're publicly talking to and about politicians.
And I agree. Ultimately, we can stand up for what is right. But you know that there's going to be a great falling away before the Lord returns. And you see in the culture and in the rest of the world a great falling away of those that claim to be Christian. I'm not any perfect man myself, and I see the double standard that people live in their lives. And so the actual judgment will happen in the church first, as Scripture tells us. And, you know, so America and other countries regarding life and many other issues will see judgment, i.e. Katrina, fires, diverse earthquakes, every kind and manner
evil. Yeah, I know there's many people who apply that reasoning. My position on this is that we're going to honor God and we're going to trust his judgment in all things. And we do think we can make a difference by doing that. And certainly we are all going to face an account for our life. By the way,
absolutely.
Hank.
Yeah, we will.
Are you coming to the Life Commercials dinner?
I am broke, have no income to speak of, and have no gas in order to get there.
Can you come up with the gas, Hank?
I don't even know where it is. I have no idea what time it is, but I'm sure you're about to tell me, sir.
I'm about to tell you. It's it's Saturday at 6:15 p.m. at Sheridan and the Boulder Turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Hank, if you commit that you can come, all right, I will comp your ticket, all right? I want you to be there. I want you to hear what Bob has to say. It's going to be a phenomenal evening. We're also bringing in a Christian comedian, Darren Streblo. You can go to darrenstreblo.com online if you want a few laughs. But he's going to do a set while we're eating a delicious dinner. We've got some people that bought tables but can't fill them. And that's our offer today. If you are in a position like Hank and so many other people that we're talking to today, I mean so many other people that just say, this sounds like a great event, I can't afford it, the economy's rotten. We understand. We're in that same boat ourselves. But we have donors that have been able to come up with a few tables for us. But we need people now to fill those tables. Hank, if you can make the commitment to come, I will absolutely put you on the guest list.
Sure, and you said it was the Sheraton?
It's the DoubleTree at 92nd and Yates, 8773, I believe, is 8773 Yates Drive in Westminster. Yeah. You see it right there at the Boulder Turnpike in Sheridan when you're exiting on Sheridan there. And we start at 6:15. And if you can do that, if you could just leave your phone number with Will, and we'll get some information from you, make sure that we get you on the guest list. But
okay,
we'd love to
thing.
See you there.
Thanks for your call, Hank.
Praise God.
Thank you. It's just, you know, this is a great opportunity that we've had, Brian. You know, Life Commercials has always been blessed. There are just so many people that one of our biggest donors is actually in Phoenix. We've never met the man. And yet, about every 6 months, like clockwork, he just sends us a $10,000 check because he goes online, he sees the way the ministry works, and it's just phenomenal. You know, what the power of the Internet, then using clear, concise, pro-life messages. And you can see all these, by the way, at lifecommercials.com. But, you know, the offer that we just made to Hank, I want to throw out there. If you've been listening to the show, if you're a fan of Bob Benyart Live, this is your lucky day. If you can show up on Saturday night, we want to make sure that cost isn't the reason that you're not coming to this event. It's going to be a wonderful time. Bob is actually getting our what we call our Life Award for 2008. Bob and Cheryl Enyart are being honored. This is after Bob gives Focus on the Strategy 3 for the first time live. We're recording this. It'll be a new DVD. Everybody that leaves, and I don't think I've said this, everybody that leaves is getting two gifts from Life Commercials on the way out the door. So this is going to be a great event. It's going to be fun. It's an uplifting evening. Doesn't go all night. We start at 6:15. We finish at 8:15. Well, at least we try to. We've never been out of there, I don't think, later than 8:30. So it gives you plenty of time to get home, get up for church the next morning. A wonderful time. Just give us a call here, 1-800-8-ENYART. Give us a call during the show today. Just say, look, I need some help. I want to be comped. I'm bringing myself and my husband. You know, look, we've got a family of four. We'd love to go. Time's a little tough. You don't even have to give us a reason. Just say, I want to take Steve up on the offer and call in and get some free tickets to the Life Commercials banquet this Saturday night.
Yeah, and if you're on the other side of the equation, if you have extra income and want to help support the work of Life Commercials, by all means, come as well.
Absolutely. Bring your checkbook and come because, you know, our ministry works by really, I mean, we make the videos, we put them up on the air, but what we spend the bulk of our money on every year is Internet advertising. We sometimes buy as many as, gosh, I have to think about this number, several thousand clicks in a day. Because we advertise sometimes on Google, sometimes on Yahoo, sometimes on both. We have five different sites that we're advertising for, and these ad campaigns are very specific. If women are in need, they've had abortion, they're having post-abortion stress because of it, they're depressed because of it, we have ad campaigns that are running that will direct them to a site specifically for them. If women are looking for the morning after pill, we have a site called morningafterpillinformation.com. I encourage you, right as soon as this show is over, go to that site, watch that video, see the work that we're doing, then click on any one of those links and see what you get. We send, in our first year, we became the leading site in the country referring women to CareNet's Option Line. Besides their own advertising campaign, we were number one in our first year. That was 4 years ago, and we're doing a much better job of it today.
Yeah, and I'm anxious to hear on Saturday the sheer number of hits that your website gets, because every year I have been just astounded at the effectiveness of this ministry at the very, very low cost it cost you to continue this, and just the effect, not to mention the real lives that are touched and changed through it. Now, respect to this article from today's Rocky Mountain News, the one that starts with the headline, Schaefer's Anti-Abortion Credentials Questioned, you know something about this whole thing where he went to visit and see if there were forced abortions, and your comments in the paper are crystal clear, but there's something in here, and it's under a heading of personhood proposal, and it says, in addition, Curtis said there is a concern that Schaefer so far hasn't publicly supported a proposed ballot measure that would change the state constitution to define a fertilized egg as a person. And by the way, that's not exactly what it does. That's what the liberals write. They say a fertilized egg. They don't want to say an embryo. They don't want to say a child. So they try to make you think it's like a chicken's egg and has no value. But anyhow, it says to define a fertilized egg as a person entitled to constitutional protections of inalienable rights, justice, and due process. And then here's what Schaefer's campaign manager, Dick Wadham, said. It's not on the ballot yet, so we haven't taken a look at it. Now, that's a lie.
Of course that's a lie.
That is a lie.
Of course it's a lie. Yeah, you know, Brian, you and I have talked about this. This was in Time magazine. It's been all over the internet. It has been widely discussed in the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News. This will be the major political battle on the ballot this fall.
Well, there's no question. When you look at the money that Planned Parenthood has dedicated to fighting this, you can see how concerned they are. But here's what you might not know. National Right to Life has dedicated money and resources, and they've had their attorney write a memo written by James Bopp that they circulated secretly to different churches, to church leaders, to government officials, and we know that because some of the good pro-life officials, leaders, legislators here in Colorado forwarded it to us. It came to their office. So we know this happened. And this 11-page memo does everything it possibly can to lie about why we shouldn't do personhood. And then what makes it even more evil is James Bopp was involved in a public, I'll call it a debate. It wasn't a really set up as a debate. But someone asked him, if you don't think this is the right time, when will it be the right time? And he thought it would be around 35 years from now. So he's very happy, National Right to Life, very happy to let another 50 million babies be slaughtered before trying personhood. And you know what he says the downside is? He says the downside is that Roe might be entrenched in law.
As opposed to what? The 35 years that we've already lived with Roe v. Wade as the governing Supreme Court decision that made abortion legal in all 50 states. And now national, I mean, look how insanely dishonest these people are being. Do they think we're stupid that we should just sit back as if James Bopp, some guy from Indiana that moved to Washington, D.C., because he's National Right to Life's chief political architect for the last couple of decades, we're supposed to think that this man, who hasn't been able to figure out a way to save even a single human life, somehow has a crystal ball, along with their minions down in Colorado Springs. Hey, Brett from Inglewood just purchased 4 seats. Brett, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday night. Back to this James Bopp. This, you know, I know James Bopp. And, sir, you're no James Bopp. No.
I know. Thank you.
Yeah. James Bopp was the attorney when I was the state chairman for the Colorado Republican Party. James Bopp was one of the attorneys that was helping us fight what was back then Amendment 15, a ridiculous campaign finance law. Okay? I've met James Bopp. Okay? He seems like a nice enough guy. But when somebody makes a statement like 35 years from now, James Bopp does not have a crystal ball. How does he know that? Did God give James Bopp divine revelation that says, Jim, 35 years from now, that'll be the time to do
personhood? Oh, no, I don't think that's what happened. What I think happened is he looked at his own retirement, and he said, you know, 35 years will give me what I need.
Well, I'll tell you, when you look at what National Right to Life pays their folks, $250,000, you know, for their executive director, and these folks have played the political game internally. They have superdelegates. They have superdelegates, so nobody can throw them out. You know, it's just absolutely incredibly dishonest that nobody now, no additional thought, gets to come into the process because they have figured out the system that keeps them entrenched in power. You know, we did the exact opposite when we did American Right to Life. We wrote in there that we can never be compensated.
Well, that's exactly right. We not only did that, we wrote in there that we had 12 years from the inception to either end abortion or admit we failed and step aside for a new group of leaders with new energy and new vision. Because let's face it, folks, you don't need 40 years of a strategy. Look at the things that changed the world. Look at the events that changed the world. You don't have to build up to it year after year after year. When you look at the wicked things our government did, our country did, our people did through slavery, and then you look at that wicked Dred Scott decision by the Supreme Court, you can understand that waiting for this court to do the right thing is foolhardy at best. We've had 40 years of this. We've been promised pro-life leaders. We've been promised pro-life judges. We're being told right now we have 4 out of 5 pro-life judges. By the way, it used to be we were told that if we got a Republican majority, that would end abortion. Of course, we've had a Republican majority for a while now. And what has it given us? A partial birth abortion ruling that was literally an abortion manual on how to kill innocent children.
Yeah, that's a good point, Brian, because just last week there was a big article that circulated on the Internet. I forget. It was a major publication, but the question was, why after 1 year of this Supreme Court upholding partial birth abortion, why hasn't there been a single challenge by Planned Parenthood to that ruling? Why? It's evident. Because it doesn't prevent partial birth abortion. It was never going to be a problem to them. They threw up a little fuss, acted like it was going to take away women's rights, but when it really came down to it, they sat back and they smiled like a Cheshire cat because they knew it wouldn't do anything. And the question, why? Simple. Because it didn't do anything. It didn't slow it down. It didn't stop it. Nothing has changed in this country because of that 15 years and $250 million that we wasted chasing, you know, the sacred calf of the partial birth abortion ban, which did nothing but help elect Republicans to office that weren't pro-life.
And fill the pockets of groups like National Right to Life, fill their pockets with money. Hey, we want to see you this Saturday night at the Life Commercials Banquet. You can go to lifecommercials.com.
Or call 303-697-7825. Don't let money stop you. We'll give you a ticket if you need it. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Bob's brother, Brian. I moved my remodeling business, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, to Colorado. You can call me to improve the look and value of your home and support Bob Enyart Live at the same time. I have nearly 30 years' experience beautifying homes. So whether you're in the market for a new kitchen, a bathroom makeover, or maybe a new front door, you'll be pleased with the results and happy to know that all the proceeds will go directly toward keeping Bob on the air with the truth. Yes, I said, well, wait a second. That's 5% of the proceeds. That's not, I said 5% of the proceeds, Bob, not all. Anyhow, so call for a free estimate to see if we can help you with your next home improvement project. And don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Bob Enyart Live. Call us, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, at 720-641-7033. That's 720-641-7033.